From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com.
The most touching war memorial here in Sacramento, and very likely the least noticed, sits on a couple of redwood trees just steps from the state capitol. The trees each bear the same small, rectangular, institutional green plaque that tells you they were planted September 29, 1921, by the California American War Mothers, and that they commemorate the fall of the first California boy in the World War. The obscurity of the plaques on those redwood trees couldn't be a better metaphor for how remote the First World War has become from our sense of national consciousness in America. But World War I shouldn't be so obscure in America, and Veterans Day is prime time to make an effort to remedy our collective memory deficit. After all, the holiday was originally called Armistice Day, and marked the anniversary of the 11th hour, of the 11th day, of the 11th month, when the staggering bloodletting finally ended in 1918. Today, at a time when a lot of American soldiers are again dying in a war on foreign soil, and even more veterans coming home grievously wounded, I think remembering World War I is more urgent than ever, and is far from a merely historical exercise. For me, the key question, and burning mystery, to keep in mind on November 11, has to do with how the generals and the prime ministers could possibly have carried on asking more and more young men and boys, year after year, to jog hopelessly out of trenches into mazes of barbed wire and storms of machine gun bullets. Some 10 million of them died, along with an entire world order. If we remember nothing else about World War I, it should be this formula. The sacrifice of one more soldier does not make the sacrifice of the soldiers that came before any more or less meaningful. It's a formula that political leaders find profoundly difficult to learn. Somehow the pressure to look manly by staying the course gets the better of them almost every time. But I feel certain the California American War Mothers understood the formula and the tragic results of ignoring it perfectly well back when they planted those redwood trees in Capitol Park for their boys. With a perspective, this is Matt Mitchell.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.